Hey, I'm back. Anyone hear that USAA commercial with the dad teaching his kid how to mow a lawn? Anyone else fucking annoyed by the fact that he told his son to do the edging after the mowing? That shit don't make sense. How I knew that whole commercial was bullshit. They weren't really fucking dads. No way he would have told his son do the edging after the mowing. I'm on now. I bet that. Seriously? Are you serious? Jesus, my creases. That was my. I bet that was a weird attempt at stand up there. Oh shit. What's going on there? Swerving and perving. Oh my god. Fuck this shit. I am out. I am getting as far away from this fuck as I can get. I hope they're okay. Not gonna do anything stupid while driving. So yeah, bro. Stop getting in your own way. Quit using the fruits of your labor as proof that you can do it on your own. Well, I don't know what I'm fucking trying to say. There's that car again. Holy shit, they're going like 100. Oh man, I do not like this. And stay behind this vehicle as far away from their potential rampage as I can get. Alright, they're getting off. God, I hope they take that slow. I hope whoever that is gets the fuck home safely and doesn't hurt someone else. Extremely irresponsible. Whatever was going on to make them drive that way was not smart. Anyway, you're seeing what could be possible, but then you're arguing about how to get there because it's not how you thought you would have gotten there. You know what I'm saying? What kind of sense does that make? I know I still keep having these arguments with myself, but I figured I would have seen the light by now. But some part of me is still holding on to that old way of depression and telling myself I'm not good enough. And I don't know why they're fighting so hard. I mean, is that so entrenched in who I am that brooding, depressed guy? Is that so much of who I am that I'm that having that much difficulty letting go of it? Even though letting go will mean everything I've always wanted is possible. lot if that's how I identify myself. That doesn't define me. I'm not known as the broody depressed guy. That's fucking Batman. And everyone knows there's only one Batman. But anyway, it's just, I was trying to riff and be funny there. Yeah, I'm being funny, but I'm also serious. I mean, there's no reason to hold on to that way of thinking anymore. You've seen above it. You've seen what can be, what can be, if only you do this one little thing. And now that one little thing finally doesn't seem insurmountable like it used to be. Like before, I'd be like, it's just that one little thing, that one little change. And no matter how hard I fought, I couldn't make that change. And I finally broken through and see I can make that change and all kinds of other changes just as easily. But part of me still holding on, and I don't think it's going to fall off today, to be honest. But I feel it less and less each time I acknowledge it. So yes, part of who you are, you've had tied up in your sob story. Because it is impressive that you survived and you made difficult decisions to get to where you are. A lot of, you can give yourself that credit, but you can't let that define you. I tell people all the time, you're not the things that happen to you. So why am I trying to be someone where things happen to me? That's, you know what I'm trying to say. It's just stupid. And to be honest, I don't think it's going to fall off today, but I know it's going to fall off. I'm just hitting that side of me with way too much logic and making way too much sense to hold on to those negative feelings. So they're going to fall off and I'm going to lose them. I just don't know when. I hope soon. Like I said, the more I acknowledge it and accept it, the easier it is to let it go. Because I am not the things that happen to me. Nobody is. Oh my god, it's big. Really big. Really big. Jack-in-the-box billboards. Big-ass chicken sandwich. How are you going to eat a chicken sandwich with four patties on it? Whose mouth is that big? That's just a dick measuring contest at that point. That's not even appetizing. You could just be like, I ate a four patty fucking chicken sandwich, bitch. TikTok that shit. But you're stupid. I did eat the double one, and it was a damn fine sandwich. It was delicious. That Popeye sandwich was as good as they say. I'm glad I got mine early. Now if only I could predict stocks like I could fucking predict chicken sandwiches running out. Then I'd be able to fucking do something. I could predict stocks like I predicted the Popeyes would run out of the chicken sandwich, I would be rich. So the mantra, the things I keep coming back to time and time again when I'm in this state of mind. Meditation. Yoga. Tuning with the body. Feeling every muscle as I do a push-up. Like when I was on the ground looking for the shit the kid lost out of the couch, I could feel myself doing push-ups and feeling each muscle as I moved. It allowed me to really feel how to engage my muscles and to burn fat and to do all that shit. I just gotta stay present and quit giving up and being like, fuck it, I'll just eat this now and then I'll do better later. I gotta stop doing that. It's so hard to stop doing that. Oh, never mind. Just a tow truck. Bloop, bloop, that's the sound of the police. Bloop, bloop, the sound of the bees. Blah, blah! Sorry. But yeah. Yoga, meditation. Enlightenment. Letting go of that identity I thought I was. I am not the things that happened to me. I am not the consequence. Well, I am the consequence of my life bringer's consequences, but that doesn't make me who I am. That's just, it's like you're going down the road of life, and that is just the debris that was in the road. You're like a Nintendo's video game, and you get random oil slicks and fucking tumbleweeds and shit like that in the road. Water, for some reason. Puddles and oil, and if it's Mario Kart, just obstacles in the road. All that shit that happened is just obstacles in my path that I need to either hit head on, fall down, get back up, or maneuver and get around them. That's why I keep going back to the car, RV, because it's a big vehicle that you need to be able to steer and maneuver and, you know, make your way down your path, but big enough that you can leave the driver in charge and go do some important stuff in the back, which is what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to be able to let myself go into autopilot so that I can provide for my life and my well-being and my wife and kids and all of that, but also be able to work on myself while I'm doing all that on autopilot. So now I'm finally getting to a point where I trust myself to really dig into what is me and who I am and what the universe is. So yeah, that's the eternal internal struggle. Eternal internal struggle. I like that. Yes. Eternal internal struggle. Eternal internal battle. Anyway. Eternal internal EI. Is there a word that's EI? Words beginning with EI. I'm actually going to look that shit up real quick. Words beginning with EI. Okay, I should elaborate. Three-letter words beginning with EI. Okay, let's see here. We got... There are no three-letter words starting with E-I-E. Well, fuck. Anyway, the eternal internal balance. Eb. Eternal internal balance. Trying to find a balance. Just trying to find a balance. I haven't listened to that Atmosphere album in a while. Am I not recording? Okay, I am recording. So what is going on with motherfucking shit? Alright, fucking go to work. Bye. Another commute complete.